Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking off with us here at WFHR. Got Melissa and James hanging out with you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
We're here to have some fun. We'll kick things off with some entertainment news, covering some local events as well.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, we're going to get into Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year. We've got that, and we have got a couple of other fun ones for you as well. I want to get into, like Google's annual search results. We got that one for you. We'll be touching on as well. All that coming up for you. But let's go ahead and get into this one. And we are the home of Dolly Parton news.
Yes,
anything involving Dolly, we cover. Mm-hmm. And Dolly Parton sat down with Bunny XO on her podcast. That is Jelly's wife, Jelly Roll's wife. And they sat down and had a really cool back and forth about Dolly's husband, Carl. Dolly has been with him for 60 years now. 58 of those they have been married. And congratulations to them. That's just one of the coolest things I'll say all day today on air.
Mm-hmm.
One of the keys to their successful relationship is that he stays out of her professional life completely.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Dolly told a great story about how back in 67, she rented Carl a tuxedo and begged him to go to an award show with her. He went, but he did not enjoy himself. Here's what Dolly had to say. He was so uncomfortable the whole night. He said, look, now I don't want to do everything you want to do. And I wish you the best, but don't ever ask me to go to another one of those dang things again, because I ain't going. And he never did. He's never gone to another one. Apparently, among the music industry and the people that do know Carl, he's a legend, but it has nothing to do with music. It's just that people just really enjoy him and enjoy, when they get the chance to be around him or talk to him. He's apparently a really likable guy, but just this is such a wild situation that not only Dolly Parton's career is a wild situation and amazing in its own right. But the idea that anybody even know what Carl looks like. Off the top of your head.
I didn't even know his name.
Yeah. It's amazing to think of that her partner, who she's been with this long and have such a great relationship with. It's one thing to say an artist has lasted six decades and had been relevant in those six decades. That's impressive. And then I tell you, and this person has never had a controversial moment. That's really impressive and everything. And then I tell you, they've been in a solid, very healthy, strong relationship that whole time. You ain't going to believe me. You're like, all right, what fake movie are you trying to sell here or anything?
And then you say Dolly Parton. They're like, okay, that makes sense.
And now it makes sense. Yeah. It's a great story.
It is.
One of the things that I think that she has mastered, and that I could not encourage people more enough to do, is to find a way, if you can, in the industry, whatever the industry you're in, to be yourself, be comfortable, while also having an idea of what you keep to yourself.
It's a very
small level, but in a similar level, we share a lot on the air here. That's what real radio is, and that's what I ask of our
'cause we're real people.
Yeah, and we talk to you like real people. We don't put on airs on the air. We don't try to use a different voice or any of these things.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, every human being deserves some privacy, and so we do try to give, keep some things to ourselves.
A modicum of privacy, as it were.
Yeah. And if you can find that balance, you are so much happier in these industries, and I think in most industries in life. I don't think this is just on an entertainment level. You work at a gas station or something like that. You want to be sociable with your coworkers, and it makes the day go by faster and better, and you find a lot more chemistry with your coworkers. I think the work is a lot better. And at the same time, everybody deserves to be able to just take a break and get, pull out of that and everything.
And I think, it's important too that you find what works for you, because obviously for Dolly's relationship, having that separation for her and her husband of this is her professional life and he has chosen not to be a part of it. That doesn't work for everybody. I mean, if I had a partner that said, no, I'm never coming to any of your things and I'm not attending any of your performances, I think I'd be rather hurt by that.
Yeah, it's hard not to be.
But that's me personally.
Yeah, I hear you 100%. I would feel the same way. But you're right. It depends on the people, and maybe you know, being from a different time, maybe that plays into it too. I don't know, but yeah, it's a cool story. Yes. Now, another cool one here. One of James Earl Jones' interesting, most iconic voiceover roles was Mufasa in 1994's The Lion King, and in the CG animated version in 2019. As you know, he sadly passed away in September, but he'll be honored in the upcoming CGI prequel Mufasa the Lion King. At the beginning of the film, his "Look at the Stars" speech from the 94 version will play over a black screen.
Really? Oh, that's so cool, because that was such a pivotal speech in that movie.
I get goosebumps thinking about that, and I feel so silly saying that out loud, but I remember watching it with my kids, and I hear that in another room, and I had to come in and just to hear his speech. It's very good.
Well, because even as a kid watching that, you were moved by it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just such a cool speech.
If you don't remember it off the top of your head, it's the one where he goes, whenever you feel alone, just remember those kings will always be there to guide you, and so will I.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, and it says, in remembrance of James Earl Jones. They don't always get this right, but when they do, they nail it. Well done.
And that's going to hit for all the parents out there watching this new movie with their kids. Man, that's going to hit hard.
It's very honorable, very cool thing to do. It also has other layers where you're... Disney is still, as odd as this might seem to some people, is still working to build a healthy relationship with animators and voice actors and a lot of that, trying to make good on a lot of bad years.
Well, yeah, because they failed for quite a few years on that.
So, absolutely. And so when they do things like this, hey, look, we're playing nice. We're doing good things here. And to your point, Melissa, bringing in the people that might have been on the fence about a live animation movie, maybe they come to see it more. All these things add up to big box office numbers for them.
It could, because the live animations have also been not going over so well.
Yeah. It hits theaters Friday the 20th. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and take a quick call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Message regarding your Google Business account.
Really? Oh, interesting. You know, I'm going to take that off air because I'm very interested in that.
Yes, please. Tell us more.
Yeah. Moving on. Oddly enough, we had our Google top trending 2024 searchers in entertainment pop up right up there.
How did you get that segue to work out, James? Seriously? That was right. Master of segues.
It's just every once in a while they fall into your lap, man. But Google released its top trending searches for 2024. Here are the top five in entertainment and sports. As far as people, not surprisingly, presidential candidates were up at the top of the list, along with their running mates, and Catherine, Prince of Wales. just thrown in there, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
As far as the passings, nobody was searched for more than Toby Keith. And that's not only a compliment to him and his career, but I think to the size of country music.
Yeah.
I don't. So I mention this all the time. The entertainment industry, like most industries, is a parody industry. And in the last 2 years, you've seen so many artists jumping into the country music game. This didn't happen overnight. This has been building and building. The country music game has gotten bigger and bigger, and it took some executives and everything to see this. Takes some time to record these things. So this stuff has been building for years. It didn't just happen overnight. And it's not surprising to see Toby Keith's name at the top of that list, especially with so many big names passing, like every year happens. Liam Payne with the surprise of his passing, O.J. Simpson, James Earl Jones, who we just mentioned, all big names. And there's Toby Keith right at the top of it.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting, and also I think noteworthy too. One of the younger people on that list, so that is certainly noteworthy as well. As far as actors, Cat Williams was at the top of the list. Cat Williams is an actor technically, but he's more of a stand-up comedian. He hasn't really acted in a long time, so I don't know about that one. Okay. I would say more Glenn Powell was the big one that was searched for, and not surprising. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he did such a great job in Twister, too. That's actually what it's called, Twisters.
As far as on the big screen, nobody had a better year than Glenn Powell. And I only say that not so much. I'm not talking about box office numbers or anything like that. The biggest thing for an actor is not only having a hit movie, but having multiples and being relevant all year long. And Glenn Powell, like from beginning to end, has been relevant as an actor. And is you're going to be seeing not just him more going forward. You're going to be seeing him as a lead actor going forward a lot. They're going to be really pushing him.
I didn't know he was in Hidden Figures.
I'm gonna have to
watch that again to watch for him.
As much as it might seem like an overnight sensation for some, he's been working at this for a long time. I'm really happy for him. He's one of the good guys in the industry and stuff. I hope he stays that way and keeps his head, because he is going to be getting a lot of work going forward. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, and more of a TV star, but he is also searched for quite a bit. And as far as movies, people were researching Inside Out 2, Beetlejuice, Saltburn, and Dune Part 2 the most.
Okay.
As far as TV shows, Griselda, Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That movie, Baby Reindeer, Fallout, the TV show, which was awesome, and The Perfect Couple. So that is about it.
I've seen none of those.
As far as songs go, the top five, Kendrick Lamar has three of them. And that is just awesome to me. I just love that. It's fantastic. Now, here's an interesting one. Hum to search trending songs. So apparently you can do this now. If you they've gotten so good at being able to, or maybe they have, I haven't tried it, but it, you know how for decades we would get a song stuck in our head, but we didn't know who sang it, what the words were, anything.
You knew the tune.
Yeah. So now you can do that in your phone. And maybe it'll get it. I don't know.
Maybe some of us can do that into our phones.
Yeah, maybe. But there was a bunch of those. Hozier was on there quite a bit, along with Benson Boone. That song, Too Sweet, from Hozier, or however you say his name. I always mispronounce. Hozier. Thank you, Hozier.
I think. I don't even know.
I don't know. That song just gets stuck in your head, man. I feel like it's on the radio anytime I'm flipping through channels, too. So, and plenty of others. You can go to Google, of course, to find out the complete list. I encourage you to do that if you're interested.
Yeah, it's interesting.
New on your small screen tonight, The Masked Singer is on at 7 on Fox. The final three come compete in the semifinals. A Motown Christmas is on at 8 on NBC. This is a 2-hour holiday special with Smokey Robinson and Halle Berry.
Ooh, that'd probably be good.
Ooh, does that sound good? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man, I want to check that out. The premiere of Dream Productions on Disney Plus, a 4-episode limited series that takes place between Inside Out and Inside Out 2. So if you're a big fan of those, you might want to check that out. And of course, our team is hard at work working on the presses to put together the WFHR newsletter. I didn't even know we had a printing press here. I didn't know we had all of that. It's pretty cool, Melissa.
Yes. It takes a long time to digitally print those.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, James, it's a digital. It's
okay. Kind of like all right. So if people sign up for the newsletter, you don't got to wait for a newspaper to be delivered to your house or anything. It just goes right to your email box.
It does. It lands right in your email inbox at noon on Thursdays.
That is a lot smarter way to do this than I thought. Okay. That's really cool.
Well, it's the new wave, James. We've moved past the printing presses of the 1800s and into the next century.
Melissa is one of the best team players ever. She just puts up with so much for me. I appreciate it.
We have a great team at WFHR and so many people that help contribute to this newsletter. Michael Comer writes our sports articles every week. We've got Chuck Gennaro writing articles, Laura Berg, Beth Habhegger has one that will be in this next upcoming newsletter as she starts her foray into being one of our on-the-ground journalists for our newsletter, and I will also have articles in there. It's a great team effort, and the newsletter, we've gotten great feedback. So many people are still signing up. Keep signing up. I love seeing those come into my inbox.
We appreciate it, everybody. I cannot tell you how blown away I am. It feels like every day at least 3 or 4 updates on my phone are people signing up for the newsletter. That's so humbling. It means so much to us, and all it does is encourage us to get do even more better work.
So you can sign up at WFHR.com. It's right there on our homepage. You just got to put your email in.
Do so, everybody. Get in on that one and be looking for a new edition in your email box tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my goodness. That's tomorrow? Yeah. I better get to work.
Encourage
warm up that printing press.
Encourage you to sign up for the newsletter, everybody. Mm-hmm. And again, wanted to remind everybody, the next Tuesday and Thursday, during the we're doing a live version of Community Stories with Melissa
Kay. It's live.
It's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Get your kids ready to call up and get their Christmas wish list to Santa through one of his elves. We're gonna have an elf on call, James.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is. And the kids can call up live during the show and share what they want for Christmas live on the radio, which isn't something we've done before. So I'm excited to try this. It's going to be a great opportunity for Community Stories to be live.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. And we're looking so forward to hearing from all of you and the kids. Be sure to spread the word about this one. Kids, get those lists ready. We want to make sure that Santa gets them, and we are going to make sure that that happens.
That number to call is 715-424-2600, just like you would call in live to the morning show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And I can only imagine that the team behind Irving Berlin's White Christmas is just itching to get back on stage. They've got three more shows, everybody. They are going to be back at it tomorrow at 7 o'clock and then on Friday at 7. And they will wrap things up this Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. All of these performances taking place over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater at the Centralia Center. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org.
Yes, get them ahead of time. Don't wait till you walk in, because tickets are pretty slim pickings, I think, at this point. I got to see the show on Saturday, James. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about this one. A huge shout out to this cast, to this crew, everybody that's worked so hard on this one for months. You guys have been killing it, doing a great job, and you're going to have a great rest of your run here.
Mm-hmm.
And the first ever Children's Theater Christmas program is taking place December 20th at 6 o'clock.
They are hopping at WRCT. Yeah. They got so much going on this month. Great job, Gretchen.
Yeah, really, really big shout out to Gretchen and the work that her and that team are doing over there.
Director over there. She's doing a great job.
Get your tickets for the first ever Children's Theater Christmas program. That'll be coming up December 20th at 6 o'clock over at the Centralia Center. And, of course, do want to remind everybody that next week, next Monday and Tuesday, are auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace.
Arsenic and Old Lace. This is a classic.
One of the great classics in movie and theater history. It is one of my dream roles, and I don't know how I'm going to make the auditions. I've got Playmakers on Monday until 6, so I'm going to rush over there for that. And then we got live Community Stories on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be rushing over there to compete with all of you for the Mortimer Burst.
The awesome thing is you can fill out your audition form online, James.
Yeah, already did. You're going to not be surprised, Melissa. I filled it out the moment it popped up. I appreciate them doing this show, especially this year. WRCT is celebrating 50 seasons. And this show is a bit of a throwback in some ways to some years past, while also being a one that just hits home in today's day and age. I actually think it might be funnier now than it may have ever been with today's climate and just the way people, approach kind of comedy now. I think that it really fits. It's a great one.
It does. It's a great show. It's classic. It's actually what sparked my love of theater. I saw my grandma perform in this when I was pretty young. I don't even remember how old I was, but it's such an awesome show.
I love that we both have ties to this with our grandmas. It's the first thing I think of is my Nana with this, and how much she loved this movie and how much we'd sit back and laugh and just enjoy it, no matter how many times we watched it. get your audition sheet in and get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Melissa and I are going to take a quick time out. We will come back, and we're going to talk, wrap up that Google's annual search engine thing with we were focused on entertainment before. We're just going to focus on the searching when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Such a clear, wonderful voice. Andy Williams playing us in. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. Google released its annual year-end search for stats. We are going over some of the entertainment stats from that. Let's get into some more. Here's a rundown of the top searches in the categories in the U.S. The top news topics we Googled were the election, the soccer tournament, Copa America, the 2024 Summer Olympics,
Okay.
Hurricane Milton and the Paralympics.
All right.
I like seeing the Paralympics on there.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how quickly the 24/7 news cycle and so many of these things move. The Olympics feel like they were years ago.
That's very true.
And during an election year when that happens, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's fair to have the Olympics and election years line up like they do every time. Yeah, that's.
I don't know. I'm of two minds of that. Mm. You need the distraction.
True. Very true.
But also it's a lot.
And let's see here. The top memes and trends were Demure, just give me my money, English or Spanish, this and yap, and hear me out, and the Roman Empire.
Okay.
And that, just throw it in there, I guess. I don't know.
Roman Empire. Okay.
The top recipes we searched for were Olympic chocolate muffins. Mm. These were made famous by Norwegian swimmer Henrik Christensen. I remember that.
Okay.
Mac and cheese, Mama Kelsey's cookies, because the Kelseys are just all over the place.
Right.
And dense bean salad.
Ooh, dense bean salad. Yeah. You wouldn't enjoy that, James, with your hate of beans over there.
No.
But beans are a great source of protein.
Yeah.
So that would maybe a good meat replacement meal.
Yeah, you know, I hear that for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And pickles were so big that Google devoted a special section to their favorite pickle recipe searches. Pickles saw a huge rise this year. If anybody, I don't know if anybody would or why, but if you were paying attention to that, I thought that was interesting throughout the year that there was a lot of people that kept on waiting for the price of pickles or all that to go down, and it just never did. It stayed steady all year long. So those of you that invested in kosher dill pickles, well done. Well done.
Pickles are amazing.
Yeah, I do love pickles. Dill pickle bread was the top searched recipe, along with Dacoan radish pickles. Pickled cucumber salad and pickled Dr. Pepper.
I don't know about that last one.
I don't know.
I'm more of a fan of the sweet Dr. Pepper flavors, which should probably be the only ones that exist, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The strawberry and cream was pretty good. Also the cherry Dr. Pepper, which is kind of funny because it's already cherry flavored. But.
Sure.
Never have too many cherries.
Yeah. And the top Google Maps searches for tourist attractions were, of course, the Spear in Vegas. That's not surprising. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a little surprising, though. At number two on the list, Navy Pier in Chicago. I love that place. I love the whole area, I mean. The Edge in New York. The Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. And at number five, Willis Tower in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, most people will know that as the Sears Tower, I would say.
I was going to say, I know I've seen it. We went there on a trip when I was little.
It is one of the cooler buildings you're going to find in all of Chicago. I'm sorry, it's not the Sears. It's the Hancock. This is still the Hancock to me and to many people. Because they keep changing the names of these things all the time.
Was it called the Sears Tower, though?
There's a different one that was called the Sears, I believe. Oh, I might have that wrong, though, just off the top of my head.
It's a tower. It's a big building.
In my defense, I am spinning about 19 plates right now because our computer is acting up, and we are getting a call. Let's take it. Good morning. You're on the air. Oh, come on. Another one of these.
Google, trying to get on the air again.
Back
just,
off.
Just save it. Save it. We're already talking about you. You don't need to call in. But good try. Good try.
It's an interesting list. And as far as I was trying to find in Wisconsin here, what were some of the top search results in Wisconsin? What were Wisconsin's top search results? And I didn't come up with much yet, but I'll keep doing some homework on that one.
Sure.
See what I come up with.
I don't know what my top search result would be. I'm glad that they don't personalize these. You get your YouTube recap or your Spotify recap of what you listen to most. I don't think I want my Google search recap.
Let's not make
that a thing. No, please.
One of the bigger things on social media is people, sharing their Spotify or any other end results things. That one, nobody's sharing their Google results. Nobody.
Mine would be a lot of recipes, honestly, because I use Google a lot to look up recipes quickly. I mean, I have my cookbooks that I use and that are you know, old favorites that I go to often. But yeah, Google, I do a lot of recipe searches.
As far as the top search results for Wisconsin goes, the top things we are looking into as far as tours, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, of course, was the most searched for tour in Wisconsin. Sports, we are looking into Versus and a lot of boxing matches, actually, along with, of course, your local sports teams.
Okay.
Animals, the top trending animals in Wisconsin were capybara in Milwaukee and orchard or oriole in Green Bay, guinea fowl in Eau Claire.
Okay.
And, oh, God, I love my job. Yellow-rumped warbler in Wausau.
It's a cute little songbird.
And I am done for the day. That is it. I am not speaking anymore.
You did it, James.
I pulled
well
it
done.
Off. Also, we are searching pancakes in Wisconsin a lot. That's interesting. And a lot of people, as far as looking for things near them, a lot of people were looking for tree nurseries or dog trainers or dog-related things.
Well, dogs are popular.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting list. Interesting list. We will take
it. I like that capybara.
just out of nowhere. Capybara.
Capybara. They are pretty cute.
They are pretty amazing. They are. We are going to take a quick timeout, check in with our news and sports break and our partners. And Melissa and I will be back with Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year. And would you rather get a surprise gift or something you asked for? Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Reggie the Rudolph. A lot of people don't know the early versions were Reggie, the reindeer.
Really?
That just did not work. No, people did not like that one, though. That great song, great song. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. We are in the spirit of the season around here. And with that, not only do we have holiday talk and gift-giving talk and everything, but also year-end reviews and all of that. You're going to be getting a lot of those things. I kind of don't know why people don't wait until that. I guess I do. Most people aren't paying attention to a lot of things the last week of the year. But I feel like with all the Christmas talk and Hanukkah talk and all that, that the year-end search results or Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year or any of these things, boy, you could really use the content that last week of the year. But regardless, they put these things out there and we get to talk about them. And we do have Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year, and their Word of the Year is polarization.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, they define it as division into two sharply distinct opposites. They chose it based on search volume and because it was, quote, widely used across the media landscape, especially in articles about the election.
Yeah.
They also revealed the other nine nominees that were up this year in no particular order. Eclipse in April, Demure, Fortnite, Taylor Swift, Resonant, and Conjunctive, Democracy, and that. Most of them are pretty much in there.
Yeah.
A lot of the words you'd think of. Nothing really too surprising, I would think. I really do hope that we can, that is one of the things we have going forward, is less of this divisiveness, of less of this polarization.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to come together because it's we all live on the same planet.
Yeah. Well, if we've learned anything in the last 15 years of politics, nothing gets done if we don't work together. And that's both sides. And that's regardless of who you voted for.
Right.
I would like to think that regardless of who you voted for, you're voting for these people to do their job and to get things done. And if you look at the amount of bills that are passed a year or the amount of things that we are waiting for them to get done, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm pretty frustrated. And that has nothing to do with an R or a D. I'm frustrated with all of them.
We voted them in to do a job, and they're not doing the job that we voted them in to do. So please do your job.
Yeah, and as a side note, all you people that work on when we have an election year, the polls and the results, oh, this poll is saying this poll is saying that, you stop it. You stop it. You go find another job. You go do something else.
But James, it makes so much news.
Oh my God. It's just every year it's a waste of time. This poll is saying this. This poll is saying that. And then the election comes around and it's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Every person that does those, I could not be more serious about this. Either get better at your job or do something else. Because you're not doing it right. And all you're doing is adding to this divisiveness. It's not helping anybody.
And part of, I would say, in their defense, their argument, the people who are answering these polls, you need to look at that, because there are so many people who aren't going to take a phone call if they don't know who it's from.
Yeah, but I think that it doesn't do any good. It doesn't encourage anybody or decourage anybody. It doesn't. And even if it did, though, those things, who's to say that's good? I don't know that you should that these things are healthy, that they're helpful at all. Yeah. That's all.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that there's so many factors that go into why polls used to be useful.
Yes. Yeah.
And how that has changed on today's landscape. Maybe they need a different way of doing polls.
Before the college football season starts, Melissa, they put out a top 25 list of the 25 best college football teams in America before they have even played a down. Now, as somebody who couldn't care less about sports, tell me that makes any sense to you.
It doesn't really.
No, no. I mean, it's the same thing as this. It's they're both the same thing. Like, they don't make any sense. They don't add to anything. All they are is for content and just something for people to talk about. And I'm more interested in not filling time, but actually having something to say. And I would encourage all the 24/7 news cycle, all those things out there, to actually do your job and have something to say instead of, oh, we got to fill some time. Give me a survey or whatever. You know, there's a lot better things to be talking about. Like, would you rather get a surprise gift or something you asked for? our final real big question of the day. We always encourage the audience to call in with this one. Someone polled people and asked what they'd prefer. And would you rather be surprised with a gift or get something special specifically you asked for? In the age of gift cards and Amazon wish lists, this is a little unexpected, but just 26% of people said that they'd rather ask for something and get it. 56% said that they'd prefer to be surprised, even if they might not like what they get.
Really?
And another 18% said that they're not sure, of course.
Well, because is it the surprise gift a good gift or a surprise? Because let me tell you, from having gotten a surprise gift that was supposed to be fantastic and really fell flat. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A surprise gift in a big box wrapped, you know, like, was this a fad? Or is this still happening, where you wrap a gift and you make it really impossible to open?
Yeah.
Or there's multiple layers, or there's multiple boxes, or there's duct tape involved. I mean, there's different ways to make it really difficult to get to the actual gift. But then when you do, it's a sock.
Yeah, yeah.
And not a new sock.
A used
sock.
I like
that. Is not a good surprise gift.
No, it's not. It's not that funny, and it's old. It's been done a billion times. And to the point, Melissa's story seems not current, but a little more current than mine. When my dad did this to me when I was 7, I remember this, Melissa. I didn't get a lot of gifts growing up, and I have even less surprises. So I remember quite a few of them. And I remember one year there was a box the size of a transformer. I remember that because that's what I was hoping to
That's
get.
That's what you wanted. Yeah.
I got a Matchbox car. And everybody staring daggers at my father while my father was just laughing his tail off as I...
And you're trying not to cry.
Yeah, just undid duct tape and all these different things and just to get to that darn Matchbox car.
It is funny for the gift givers, not so much the gift receivers. I do have a very hilarious series of pictures with one of my brothers. I won't name the brother to protect anonymity. Nice. But when he did finally get to the center of the gift, it was a pink razor. You know, like one of those disposable Daisy razors.
Yeah.
And his face was almost the same color as the razor. So it was rather comical for us. Not so for him.
Yeah, yeah. I actually am picturing it right now. That does sound pretty funny.
Great. I have a series of pictures in a frame even. I framed it.
Oh, nice. Nicely done. That's awesome. We've got something really cool coming to town tomorrow. Our good friends Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Christmas with You, is going to be right here. Here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to be performing tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center at 7:30.
Yeah. Awesome.
This is an incredible group of artists that have been in our area for many years, and mm-hmm. they're really putting their focus on Christmas, and they got Christmas favorites and soul-stirring originals with a unique touch. This is all also added on to this. They're going to be having the Assumption High School Choir joining them.
Oh, great.
That's pretty awesome. Cool. Mm-hmm. They joined us for a great Midday Magazine a couple weeks ago. I encourage you to go check that interview out. Not only a wonderful time, but a great chance to get a preview of what might be coming up for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you look back on our Facebook page, Laura wrote an article about it as well. And the link is in there if you don't want to dig through our website to find it. But what a great show and a great time to get in the Christmas spirit. If you haven't quite gotten there yet, this group will do it.
Great idea. Go to the Facebook page, scroll down, and find that article. Laura did a great job with that, and it's a great, easier way to find it and the interview mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com, everybody. SavorTheArts.com, or call up right now.
Yeah, get some free tickets.
Woo-hoo. Got them right here in my hand. You want to go see Boogie and the Yo-Yos tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center at 7:30? You can go for free right now. Just call up. A big thank you to Sally Kistner and our friends at mm-hmm. Savor the Arts giving us these tickets to give away.
That local number to call is 715-424-2600.
Yeah, call up and join us, everybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away.
Touch or two, yep.
Call up and get these tickets to see Boogie and the Yo-Yos tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa and I will be back with more to wrap up the show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHUA.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down.
Sorry, everybody, I was dancing. Sorry.
I don't blame you. No, it's a danceable song.
Can't help it. Melissa and James here to take you right to the top of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. And a special thank you to Sue, who won herself some tickets to see Boogie and the Yo-Yos tomorrow.
Awesome. Congratulations, Sue.
That is pretty cool. Congrats, Sue. She's going to be going there. We'll meet her there. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. It's going to be a great show, everybody. Shout out to Boogie and the Yo-Yos and, of course, Eric Britnocker over at the Performing Arts Center and our good friend Sally Kistner from the Savor the Arts Council.
Awesome.
Great
That's
show.
So great.
We got some good stories of the day that we're going to get to in a moment, but first let's touch on our schedule. We got a great one lined up for you today. Stick around, Matt and Air on Air coming up for you.
That's right.
Jane and Greg do an amazing job getting you ready for the noon hour. They'll ease you into that, and they're going to have their Civic Media, the Civic Media Grown Up Gift List text to win contest word for you.
Yes, they will. Be ready to text in. Chances to win.
Be sure to be listening for that every day right now until the 20th, everybody. We are going to be doing this at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and 1 and 4 o'clock hours. We'll give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app.
That's right.
And we appreciate the representation that we're getting here for WFHR. A lot of you getting in on this, our local listeners. That gives us bragging rights. We appreciate that.
We do, for sure.
We have a great lineup for you for Midday Magazine today. Welcoming in part one at 4 o'clock, our friends, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner joining us. Looking forward to that.
Always a great conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. And Kayla is going to join us from the from Wood County Health Department in part two.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff on how to stay healthy during the cold and flu season. This is a perfect combination with Family Natural Foods and the health department coming in. That's a great combo
no kidding.
Right there. We're going to keep you healthy this winter, everybody. That's going to be fun.
We'll do what we can, yes.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great caveat to put in there. Melissa, thank you for that. Thank you.
There's only so much.
I mean, James is saying that we're going to we have a great lineup for you this afternoon as well. Join us for Playmakers. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Call up and join the conversation. We're able to do that thanks to our friends at Quality Post Printing. Get your sports feelings and thoughts and ramblings together. I do believe Michael Comer will be joining us tonight, so that'll be
excellent.
Fun.
Excellent. And we'll that man is a powerhouse of sports knowledge.
Yeah. I tell him every time I see him, I'm like, we're going to use that brain, man. We're going to work that brain today. We appreciate him. And check out Michael's great work and all of our staff's great work on the Civic Media newsletter.
Yeah, you can sign up at WFHR.com.
A little bit later today at 7:05, Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Badger hockey has been strong this year. It's going to be great to hear from Coach on that one.
Nice.
And it is a Wednesday. We all know what that means.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids. Big note to Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Support those that support this community, and few organizations support this community better than the Elks Lodge. They do amazing work over there.
And you're going to just have fun. It's a great time, and the atmosphere there is wonderful.
It seems every Wednesday I am driving around or bopping about town, and I pass the Elks Lodge to get to my folks' house, and they are always rocking over there.
Mm-hmm. It's busy, so get there early. Secure your spot. Bring your trolls.
Yes, their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Enjoy yourself tonight at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge for bingo at 430 West Jackson Street. Also, I want to tell you about some cool concerts going on. For one, a shout out to the kids with the Rams concert last night. Heard great things about it.
Awesome.
Well done,
congratulations,
kids.
Congratulations,
kids. And thank you to everybody who attended. We appreciate you so much. Mm-hmm. We got another one for you tomorrow. Rams grades 6, 7, and 8 will have their orchestra concert at 6 o'clock at the Rams Auditorium tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Check that out. When we encourage you to buy local and support the arts, we're talking about things like this too, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And those kids, it means the world that you are in the audience for them.
If you take yourself back to those moments of where maybe you did something like this, or maybe you were in a play or anything, maybe a sporting event or something like that, what it feels not only to have your loved ones out there, but to have strangers out there and is supporting you and everything. There's
just to look out onto a sea of faces encouraging you to do what you worked so hard on, that means the world.
Encourage you to attend, check it out, everybody, and have some fun. A couple of other things I wanted to make sure to mention as well. Our good friends over at Two Hearts Catering have meet and greet with Breakfast with Santa this Sunday.
Yeah.
Join
Is
them
this
from
Sunday? Wow, the 21st.
Oh, no, the 15th. The 15th. Yeah, it's this Sunday. Yep, 15th.
Okay.
It'll be from 10 to 1, and this is taking place over at our VFW, so go ahead and check that out, 2711 Redden Road.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun event. Be sure to check that one out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to have some fun with that one. And again, this is an all-you-eat breakfast buffet. Fun time. Be sure to check it out. Shout out to Two Arts Catering and the good work they're doing with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to mention that our Winter's Farmers Market is also going to be having Santa attending.
Yes, they are.
We've got an article
up about that on our Facebook page by Beth Habhager, so you want to check that out. And also just get to the Winter's Farmers Market. It's a great time. So many awesome local vendors. You're going to find unique Christmas gifts for sure.
One of the definitions of supporting local is our Winter's Farmers Market, where so many of our vendors are attending and able to make a couple of bucks during these winter months that they might not be able to otherwise. A shout out to the Moravian Church for hosting this. And Beth, you do have to give us that contact information. Pam and I are trying to get Santa, and we just can't seem to land the guy. Can't seem to do it.
Well, you know, it's a busy time of year for him, and he is quite the get.
It is. He and Miss Claus will be there to meet and greet visitors. You can take a picture with Santa as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join them for the Winter's Farmers Market this weekend from 9 to 1 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South, right here in Rapids.
They do have an elevator, and it's warm inside.
And there's going to be a flag folding and honors rendering training going on with our Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Military Funeral Honors Program. This is taking place this Friday, 11 to 1, over at Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at the VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road.
Yeah. Get over there and learn about the proper way to fold our flag. It's a fascinating ceremony.
Yeah, this is free to attend. It is open to the public. This is now. Maybe you'll be in a situation where you do need to learn this or know this, but I would say that regardless, this is one of the ways of honoring our soldiers, and for me personally, a way to honor my grandfathers and everything. So I cannot encourage people to attend this enough. I appreciate Tom letting us know about this one. I'm going to book over there as fast as I can after midday and get in on that. That's going to be a great event to attend.
Great.
And got a couple of world good stories. One of them I really wanted to focus on. For 15 years, someone's been putting Christmas lights on a random pine tree on the side of a highway in Montana. And it turns out it is a very sweet story. A random trucker started doing it just to make his wife smile. His name is German Hermann. He was driving his regular Texas to Calgary route in 2009 and was on the phone with her when he saw a lonely tree in the field. So she joked that he should go dress it up. He tied some ribbons on it that year, but promised he'd do it a better job the next trip. Now he stops every year to add a bunch of lights and ornaments.
Oh.
And she doesn't travel, so he sends her the pictures.
That's cool.
And get this, no one knew who was doing it until he found a note tied to the tree in 2017 that said, "Thank you. You have no idea how much impact you have in our community."
Oh.
The couple who left the note added their phone number, so he called them, and they've been helping him decorate it ever since.
Oh, wow. That is sweet.
I don't have any words. There's so many cool things. Not only the romantic part of that, but again, a shout out to our travelers out there, our delivery drivers, and working
thank you,
so
truckers.
Hard. Yes, thank you. And safe
thank
travels
you.
Out there.
And absolutely.
On that note, we wrap up. We got a PSA from our good friend Kevin. It is slippery out there. Be careful, everybody, and please have your lights on. Please.
Yes, turn your lights on because a lot of cars don't do it in this temperature or in this daylight.
Yeah. And be good to each other out there, everybody. Have yourselves a good, warm day. Yeah. Melissa, great show.
You too, James.
We'll talk to you tomorrow right here at...
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.